It's time to talk money with Sylvia Walker. Good morning, Sylvia. How's it going?
Morning, Adam. I'm great. Thank you. And your side?
Absolutely fantastic. It's just some people, you know, when they talk about Kaizer Chiefs in a bad light, I need to set them straight. They need to know.
I'm glad you're not, you're only eating the other players. You're stopping there.
It is Money Matters with Sylvia Walker, where we talk all things money related. Sylvia joins you every Friday around about this time to talk about money. Now, Sylvia, we've gone to level 3 lockdown. That means many people are going to be going back to work, but it's been a tough couple of months. So some people are sitting and saying, look, we got to play catch up. But where does one start?
Yeah, Abs, I think it's been a very tough time financially for people, as you say. And obviously, I mean, it's a sort of an overstatement, but we know that. And it's something that nobody really anticipated. So I think there are a number of people, yes, who have gone back to work, who obviously now are going to start earning an income. But just to have got through this period of no income or reduced income, they might have had to borrow from family or friends. They might have had to incur extra debt. They might have even had to have payment holidays. So you're actually now sitting in a position where you're earning your income again, but you're sitting with probably a huge amount of debt that you need to repay. And that's going to take a bit of time, you know. So I'm a great believer in actually one needs to be kind to yourself and understand it's going to take time and you need to focus on getting back onto an even keel as far as your finances are concerned.
We talk about debt, you and I, Sylvia, and I mean, it is unavoidable now. How does one or where does one start to pay back then?
So as I say, I think a lot of people, you know, are sitting with a lot of debt that they wouldn't have anticipated. So the very first thing is to take stock, is to really list what debts you have and who you owe what to. And then just draw up a repayment plan. It's that simple. So, because it's easy just to fall into the trap and earn your money and just live off that and sort of service the debt on the side. So draw up a repayment plan. And then also make sure that whoever you owe money to is happy with that. You know, if you're going to offer to pay somebody back 500 rand a month, make sure they're happy and then commit to doing that. And then I really think that all long-term savings should really be put on hold because your priority should be on repaying your debts and getting rid of those debts so that you can then start focusing going ahead.
If you've just joined us, we're talking money with Sylvia Walker. With many of us going back to work, it's been a tough couple of months since the lockdown. Many of us would have undoubtedly now or are trying now to play catch up. But where does one start? That's a conversation we're having with Sylvia Walker. Now, Sylvia, you mentioned payment holidays. Should repaying these take priority?
Absolutely, Abs, along with any other debt that you have. So obviously when you got the payment holiday, there would have been certain terms as part of that specified. So you need to check and understand what those terms are. You know, do you have to pay it back within a certain period of time? Is there interest payable and so on? When it comes to things like obviously creditors, that would be specified. If you're perhaps renting property, your landlord, you got some kind of payment holiday, what are the terms of that payment holiday? So make sure you understand that. And then also quite interesting, if you look at your policies or investments, you might or might not need to actually start paying that missed premiums or that arrear premiums back. Check on the conditions and the terms there again. Some of the investment policies, a lot of the investments, it doesn't matter if you actually skip some contributions, it's fine. Others, when you talk about stuff like life cover or any other kind of risk cover, you might have actually stopped paying or paid less and your cover was reduced. Have a look and see what the conditions are around that. And if you did completely stop your cover, have a look at reinstating it because it's always a great idea. You know, if you take out cover and you stop paying it and you need to take it out in a few years' time again, it could be so much more expensive. So again, just understand the terms, but absolutely payment holidays should take priority, as I say, along with paying back all your other debt that you have incurred, the short-term debt over this period.
So essentially what you're saying is whether I like it or not, this will have a profound impact on my financial planning.
Yeah, totally, Abs. It really did. Because, I mean, nobody in January would have anticipated having these few lean months, you know. Effectively, actually, if you think about it, if you take for two out of 12 months that you didn't have an income, it's 1/6 of your income for this year that you've lost. And, I mean, who can afford to, you know, to actually cope with that financially? So your focus needs to be on getting rid of the debt, and you must give yourself that time. You know, it might take you until the end of the year. It might even take a year to get there because you have to live every month as well. You know, your salary that you earn, you need to live. But then, as I say, you also need to prioritize paying back that debt and getting back to the point where you perhaps were in January this year, January, February this year.
And, you know, I think you'll find that for many of us, Sylvia, I think now is a time of reflection. I think we're doing a lot of reflection where many of us are looking and saying, I mean, could this have been avoided? What can we learn from this?
Yeah, you know, Abs, the interesting thing is, funny enough, I thought people's behavior and I think it might still change to a certain extent. But I must just tell you, a few evenings ago, sort of late afternoon, I drove past McDonald's and there was queues like almost around the block for people queuing for McDonald's. And I had to smile because I thought, you know, old habits die hard. We haven't had that ability to go there. So people are back again. But one would think that behaviors might change in some instances because this was totally unexpected, obviously, what happened in terms of loss of income. But there are many other situations where people can actually lose their income as well. You know, things go wrong. You're in a business and your partner, something happens to your partner, or you get retrenched, or you fall ill and you can't work. So it's not unique that actually you could go for a couple of months without an income. And of course, as we've said before, the problem is that people didn't have an emergency fund. They didn't have a buffer. So first, get rid of those debts that you've got. And then an emergency fund, you need to start putting money away every month. I mean, in fact, I'd say probably the emergency fund should come first. Even if you start with 300 or 400 rand a month that you put away in a separate bank account, but start building up that fund because you need to have that financial buffer if something goes wrong. And that's really, for me, I think the biggest lesson that should come out of this. And then the other thing, of course, is living on credit, you know, and spending money that you perhaps could spend better elsewhere. And I think, too, I would almost go so far as to say people who had lots of debt going into this lockdown and the loss of income probably were more stressed out even than those that had less debt, you know, because it just adds to all the pressure. So try to move towards a more cash-based living as opposed to just living on credit. I'm hoping that behaviors would have changed in some instances, and particularly financial behaviors, you know, because we take things for granted. You take your salary for granted, you're going to earn it, and boom, suddenly when it's not there, it becomes a major issue. So make provision for the future so that you don't end up in that crisis again.
My goodness. Sylvia, thank you so, so very much once again for your advice. But before we let you go, as always, your tips then for this session?
So as budgets, make sure you budget and budget to pay back those debts. And I think very important is be kind to yourself. So, you know, they say Rome wasn't built in a day. So you've possibly been through huge, huge, huge financial stress over the last few months. Give yourself time to actually get back on track and work it out. You know, say it's going to take me 8 months or 10 months to actually pay back everything and give yourself that time. But make it as part of a plan. Don't just leave it up to chance and let those debts, you know, snowball, because that's the risk one runs now, is for it to snowball. Make a plan, do your budget and pay everything back and give yourself that time. Maybe say 2021, you can start again, you know, looking at long-term investing and getting yourself back on track financially.
Sylvia Walker, thank you so very much for joining us on the show this morning. We chat again next week, Friday.
Lovely, Abs. Have a good weekend.
Salute. Sylvia Walker, ladies and gentlemen, who joins you every Friday around about this time to talk to you about money matters.